Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Before we dive into exactly what exercises can help to improve your posture, because this is the number one question I get asked on social media, you have to know that although we're going to give you some exercises and some recommendations, it takes daily work. And that is why we have Jen Health. And if you missed the promotion that we had last week, we are giving you podcast listeners a special $20 discount on the year. The year is already discounted. If you go look at it, there's already a discount. However, we're going to give you an additional discount with code PODCAST20. This is only for our podcast listeners because we appreciate you being here. We appreciate your time and energy and wanting to learn about your body. And we want you to explore it on a daily basis. So we have a neck and upper back plan. That's the number one plan I typically recommend if you're just looking for easy 5 to 10 minute accessory mobility exercises that you can really do that help improve mobility and stability to help your posture. But also we have strength workouts that help to improve your posture. We have a full body low impact plan, a full body mobility plan. We have all plans, whether it is core related, mobility related, related to specific areas of your body, like your neck and upper back, your low back, your knee, whatever it may be. Gen Health has the plans for you. And I'm telling you, it does not take a lot of time to show up for your body on a continued basis so that in the long run, you start to see and feel the changes. This is what it takes. And I hope that you give yourself the opportunity to try it. You get a free week before you fully commit. However, use code PODCAST20. It's only available for the year membership because you're getting a massive, massive discount rather than paying that monthly. So I highly recommend try it out if you haven't yet. The link is down in our show notes. However, you can also go to gen.health/free trial. This is where you sign up for that free trial, explore the platform, see how it can benefit in your body and how it can make you feel.
So diving in today to one of what I think is the most taboo topics, most talked about topics, which is posture and what exercises should I specifically do to improve my posture.
This is a big one that I get asked so often. And I think once you listen to this full podcast, it's going to make a little bit more sense, but we're not going to necessarily, we'll give examples of things, but we're not going to necessarily say, here are the 5 exercises you need to do to improve posture. And I know there's a lot of things out there like that, but we're going to kind of talk through why that doesn't really make sense and what you can do instead and what you should focus on.
And I think first defining what posture is will help kind of frame our conversation, because everyone thinks of posture as one static snapshot. Like, how do I look in this one photo? And while that, yes, that's a component of posture, I like to view posture as how I dynamically feel and move in my body throughout the entire day. And how I find ease and freeness in my body throughout the entire day. It really shouldn't be seen as a single snapshot. This is my posture.
Right.
Because throughout a day, we should assume hundreds of postures and different ways of holding ourselves and moving. And so I want to move the consensus away from, or this paradigm away from, a single posture snapshot to viewing posture as how we are holding ourselves dynamically throughout the whole day.
Well, and what's really important about that too is a lot of people, when you've been told, pull your shoulders down and back and open up your chest, it actually creates an inefficient pressure system within your body, because now I'm thrusting my rib cage out. I'm putting tension into my back. And so when I breathe, I'm going to probably put more tension into my chest rather than my lower rib cage and belly area that helps to disperse the pressure from my pelvic floor and back.
That's just, again, that's just one cue and one body area. Pull the shoulders down and back. And then some people will say, okay, and keep the rib cage down and make sure your pelvis is engaged. And make
There's
sure.
a lot.
But again, a lot of these cues that people try to give are static.
Right.
It's something that you're doing just at one point in time. But how do we get some of that support? Essentially, what we're trying to do is find support and find good balance in the body.
Yeah.
How do we get that support and balance to feel like it's lasting, to feel like we don't always need to be thinking about it.
That's the key.
Holding ourselves like a tin soldier.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't need to be such a conscious thing that we're always right. voluntarily holding ourselves in this really stiff, rigid position. It should be something that we work on yes. and develop over time that becomes automatic.
And it might look a little different for every person. And so in general, the exercises best to improve posture is exercise.
Yeah, is moving more.
Yeah.
And within that movement, knowing where you have restrictions, knowing what you don't do a lot, knowing yeah. the positions you're sitting in for the majority of the day, whether it's at work, whether you stand and work more actively, and you know that, oh, I'm always kind of overextending through my back. And then knowing when I have a break, I need to get some forward movements. Same so with
doing
sitting.
Doing the opposite yeah. of what you do doing more the
opposite,
throughout the day.
Yeah, of what you tend to do, what your tendencies are, so that you're working on your restrictions.
And this doesn't necessarily have to be like an exercise program that you're doing on an everyday basis. Like what Dom is pointing out is that you're starting to put yourself in different positions, in different postures throughout the day based on what you're already doing. So if I'm sitting at my desk grounded, how often am I taking breaks to reverse that posture? How often am I taking breaks to open up my chest and do a simple mobility movement that isn't even a full exercise with load, mm-hmm. but it's getting you to do something different, because the more movement that we add into the day, the less stiffness we have in our body and the less we're going to feel constrained in different motions because we're moving more.
Which we talk about this rule, we've probably brought it up a bunch of different times. Yeah. If you're someone who tends to work, whether at a desk or just in a static position where you're not moving a lot, you should try to set a timer. This is where we transition something from being conscious to being more subconscious. And if you set a timer every 30 minutes and that timer says move, or okay, get up and move, and you take 30 seconds to, like Jen said, if you're sitting, stand up, open up your hips, extend through your back, stretch out your chest, get right back to work. Mm-hmm. If you do that every half an hour through a 7 to 8 hour workday, you're getting 15 or 16 more tidbits and bites of movement that are going to start to reprogram that system. It starts out as something very conscious, and as you do it more consistently, will migrate to something where your body just tells you, okay, I need to move.
Your body will crave it after a while. And this is where, when we get into, okay, what exercises should I do to help improve my posture? It's when you're doing exercises in the gym, you're similar to what we're saying, you know, when you're working and you're doing mobility that's opposing the work that you're kind of statically in. That's the same with your working out. So if you're doing a workout where you really want to focus on your chest, okay, that's fine, but are we doing exercises within the same workout or very close within days that work on the opposite, where you're working on your back and you're working on your shoulder blades in a different way? So how are we working from focusing on my quads to focusing on my hamstrings? And am I getting this opposing muscle group so that my body is naturally finding what we talked about in the beginning, this balance, this alignment, without having to think or force it? If I'm working a lot on crunches and core, am I doing a lot for my back? Am I doing extension? Am I balancing out my system so that when I'm standing, walking, I'm not having to think about it because my body already knows how to coordinate itself?
And another thing that people will do when they go to the gym, they'll use machines.
Yeah.
And people can use machines for a lot of different reasons, and machines aren't bad.
No.
You know, machines are getting us moving. They're putting tension through our muscles. They're getting us doing some of these major movements, but they're a bit restrictive in the pattern. Mm-hmm. One, some machines might not be properly sized or be able to adjust to your body size.
Yeah.
But also they keep us in one track, right? And this is where we prefer sometimes to use free weights, whether it's dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells. Again, some people don't feel as comfortable with those. So machines can be good
machines
to use.
Machines aren't bad.
No, they're not bad.
It shouldn't be what you're only doing.
It's the variation that we're looking for. Yeah. And this is where, along with what Jen said, working different muscle groups, doing single limb or single-sided exercises. Mm-hmm. What these help us do is work in an unbalanced situation, whether we're doing a single arm bent over row, that's making us support through the core. That's making us use a slight bit of that rotation, or a single arm overhead press that we can slightly rotate through our upper back while we press overhead. It's really going to help us work into some of that dynamic ability to support through many different positions, and many positions that we probably use a little bit more throughout our day versus a traditional bench press or a traditional two-arm pull or row.
Well, and even just thinking about it, like even if you're doing two arms, but you're doing a standing press rather than utilizing leaning back on a machine, now I'm working from the ground. So I'm stabilizing through my feet, stabilizing through my core as I stand, and then having to press a weight overhead. It's much different than sitting and being stabilized on your back, where all you're focusing on is the load that you're working, which is great and valuable in where it is, where you want to gain hypertrophy and gain strength. But utilizing your own body weight and understanding how that core pressure is kind of going to be managed when I have to press overhead or I have to do something where I'm not supported helps to, again, naturally add in that own neurological balance within your system to help improve alignment without having to force anything. So that's the reason why it's like, not, don't just use weights, you know, I mean, machines, they're great, but understand how to utilize your own body in space as well.
And I think the overhead press is a great example because, especially for myself, and I'm sure many other people out there, we have our own compensatory behaviors where I, if I'm doing a standing overhead press, tend to want to overextend through my low back where I don't have as great of a connection. So some people might say, well, I do an overhead press and I have low back pain. Then there's a great time to sit on a bench without a back support and try doing your overhead press seated. That might actually make you feel a little more engaged in the core. So finding exercises that work on the things and help support the things that you know you might have restrictions or deficiencies in. For me, it's that connection to a supported dynamic core when I'm pressing weight overhead. For me, better sitting. For Jen, probably better standing, you know?
But it's understanding, okay, if my body is talking to me in this way, how can I change it and do something different? And that's what Dom is pointing out. Like, how do I do something different to gain the result that I'm looking for, which is reducing pain and improving how I'm moving? And then along with that, it's, okay, how can I maximize my range of motion? A lot of times we cut off our range of motion or we think, well, I'm restricted, so I'm just going to move within the range that I have, which is great. Like, at least you're moving. I'm happy with that, right? Mm-hmm. Exercise in general is great. So at least you're moving, but how can I maximize my range of motion so that I'm really working into my full joints capacity and I'm improving my range of motion as I'm doing exercise?
I think you brought up the example of like someone who lifts a ton and they do a lot of row and pull exercises, but they always seem to still be pulled forward at the shoulder. So they're doing that row exercise, but their shoulder always seems to be forward, which some people might think I'm maximizing my range of motion
because by I'm pulling my back elbow
further.
Back.
Yeah. I'm pulling my elbow back further. But again, having an understanding of form and some of those compensatory or those compensation patterns that we fall into and finding the range of motion with the shoulder blade.
Yeah, not just the shoulder.
Again, in the row example, pulling back, finding that full range of motion of the shoulder blade retracting, getting a full row in and then coming forward rather than feeling like you're pushing into a range that requires you to compensate.
Yeah. Or if you're doing squats and you feel like, you know, I just can't get past parallel, you're using a little elevation for your heels then so that you can work on that core stability under load, but being a little bit more upright. Again, this is going to help to naturally get into that pressure dynamic of the rib cage over pelvis and how you breathe and load in that position so that you breathe and load in standing and walking without having to think about it.
And another thing is we talk about the eccentric phase of the exercise, which is the phase of the exercise where we're lengthening the muscle. So think about laying on your back and doing a chest fly where both your arms are coming out to the side. The eccentric phase are when those weights are coming down to the ground because that chest muscle is lengthening while we're doing that. Mm-hmm. And anytime we lengthen under load, you know, we make that muscle work a little bit harder. We might even push more adaptation because of the work that we're requiring the muscle to do in that eccentric phase. So really focus on controlled eccentric movements can even help with that mobility that we're looking for when we go through good full range of motion.
Yeah. And then you're just understanding how to control your body. You're gaining more awareness of your body in space, which is going to help you to feel more supported throughout the day. I mean, all these things are going to help to bring you back to this balance within your own system. Everyone has their own system based on what they do during the day, how they lift, how they like to work out, like what they do. So there's no one way to do anything. It's just we're giving you principles to kind of move by because in the end of the day, consistency is key. And the more that you do this, the better that you're going to feel. So what are the exercises that help with posture? Doing more of using more of these principles throughout your lifetime. That's what's going to really help your posture.
Yeah, posture is a lifelong dynamic thing. And some people listen to a podcast like this and they're just like, well, that's frustrating. They didn't tell me what to do.
You know? Are the five exercises?
What are the five exercises? What's the one back circuit that I need to do to like keep my shoulders back?
Yeah.
And again, you can hammer away at a back circuit all you want and not notice a long-term difference. Because of some of these things we're bringing up, it is a consistent patterning thing that we need to work on. Mm-hmm. Finding consistency and specifically doing it on the things that you know you avoid or you know you have restrictions in.
Yeah. And if you like want to understand, okay, mobility is a great place to add into. We didn't talk a lot about that because we're talking more about exercise. I think Dom brought it up in the beginning of how like finding your restrictions. And if you don't know what mobility to add in, but you don't have specific pain, we have plans for low back, hips. If your hips, you know, you're super restricted, you sit cross-legged, your foot falls asleep, you can't sit cross-legged, you know, you have some hip restrictions. We have a hip plan. We have a shoulder plan. If you know you press overhead and you have restrictions there. So if there are places within your body and you don't know what to do, you just want something to follow and not have to think about. That's what we do for Gen Health. And it goes along with whatever exercises you're already doing because it only takes 8 to 15 minutes a day. And you could break that up within the day as well. You could do one video in the morning, do your workout, and then one video later in the day. And as long as you're adding that in consistently, this is how you're going to start to address those restrictions along with all these principles with exercise to really help you feel so much more supported and balanced within your body.
And of course, for our podcast audience, we always want to give you a little bit of a bonus. So you always get your first week for free when you start your free trial. We'll have the link for that down in the show notes, but you can use code OPTIMAL to get an extra bonus, little discount on your first month. So go get started, check out some of those plans, take that first week really to explore the platform, and keep moving.
Thanks so much for joining us on another episode. I hope that you found that supportive for your movement journey and continuing to feel balanced within your posture. Of course, use code OPTIMAL in that monthly membership so that you can start to understand some of these mobility restrictions and move within your body, not have to think anymore. Just click, move, and go. And of course, we hope to see you back on another episode of the Optimal Body Podcast.